Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
I'm your host, Teresa Romer, and we have an amazing guest today. And when I say amazing, like, her resume speaks for itself. I can't even like list everything you've got going on. You're so busy. I thought, just when I think I'm busy, like, then I find other people just as busy, if not busier than me. So I'm like, okay, now I got to step up my game again. So welcome, 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 Jennifer Messina. Welcome to Conversations in the Closet. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. It's a beautiful day in LA. It's overcast and a little chilly.
And that's what you call beautiful. Okay.
No, just being sarcastic. But I feel pretty excited to be here today, and I can feel all that radiant sun coming over from Houston. So appreciate it.
We're actually a little overcast ourselves, but it's in the 80s, so we're loving it. We just I'm a hot weather girl. I love sunshine. I love hot weather. I'm in it. So Jennifer, good Lord, where do I begin? I mean, like, I guess I could like go clear back to your childhood, but I'm like, I mean, like, you have so much going for yourself. I mean, you're a recording artist, you're an influencer, you're in the military, like reserves, right?
Yes.
But I mean, like, you know, just when I think I can't find enough time in the day to do everything, I look at people like you too and go, okay, well, she's just as busy, if not busier than I am. So I guess I just got to step up my game. So how did you start on this whirlwind of everything you're doing?
Well, I mean, I grew up in small town New Hampshire. I was in every recital, variety show, competition, whatever was like local, I was in it. And then it came to the time where in New Hampshire, you know, you become a senior and you're, what are you going to do the rest of your life? So most people in my town went on to go to college. So I got accepted into the Berklee College of Music. I felt like this was my big break in life, something different than my small town. And I couldn't afford to go to school. So I joined the Army Reserves and I started in the Army Band. And that's where I really learned to find myself. And the Army does a really good job of teaching you, if there's a mission, we're going to find a way to complete it. Right. And I took that and I just applied it to my life. So I'm very like objective and goal oriented. If I see an opportunity, I take the initiative of, it's my career. It's in my own hands. No one's going to do it for me. And I jump through that door and I organize that too. So from there, I went to college, eventually moved out to LA. I got enough confidence in myself. I said, hey, I'm going to do it. And then I went out.
Let's stop there for a second. So, you know, being an East Coast girl, I would have thought maybe New York, but you said, no, I'm going to go clear to the West Coast. Like, what was the draw of LA versus New York? Because a lot of people think their big thing is going to happen in New York, not LA.
Right. And growing up, I was classically and Broadway trained. So I had always dreamed to be on stage in New York. But I think at that point in my life, I was about 23 years old, I didn't feel like I could make it as a Broadway star. So I was like, okay, I'll go to LA and get into the acting industry. And I realized finding myself that I really liked being in film and commercials and recording music, and not as much like in theatrical stage, though it's something I would consider, but that is actually the truth why I picked LA. Okay. It was something totally different than what I grew up in.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. No, because I know the listeners are going to go, well, wait a minute. She was on the East Coast. Why didn't she just hop on into New York? Why did she go clear to LA? So that makes sense now. Okay. Okay. So you land in LA, you don't know anybody.
Nope. Don't know anyone.
Okay. So there's really nobody there to help you. And we know LA can chew you up and spit you out. We know, LA's tough. I mean, like, LA is just as tough as New York. I mean, like, you know, for people that have these visions of, oh, I'm just going to go to LA and just become this world famous movie actress, whatever, you know, I mean, like, it's hard. I mean, like I know personally a lot of people that have gone out there and waited tables and gone to so many different casting calls, and you know, 10 years later, they're still a waitress, and you know, they're, I mean, like, it's tough. It's, I know people that have moved to LA and they've moved back to Texas because they weren't able to make it in LA. So how long have you been in LA now?
Been almost 5 years.
So,
and there's a,
so at 5 years, I would think you're doing something right.
Yeah. I would say like a good objective in life is try a career for 5 years. By the fifth year, you're either going to pivot or reinvent yourself, or you need to do something else.
Right, right, right. So we're at that 5 year mark and you're feeling like, yes.
Amazing. Yep. I feel like I'm finally moving in a direction I want to be. So that means I need to keep trying. I need to keep pivoting. I need to keep reinventing myself. And I don't feel like I need to do a career change.
So why don't we let them know what has happened now at the 5 year mark, or has it just gradually happened every single year to where you feel like, okay, I've seen this happening. I feel like I need to stay here. Like what has happened in the last year or two, say, that maybe wasn't happening in the first couple years?
I think my first couple years was grounding my roots here. And by that, I mean, I needed to know where I was going to live. I was renting a room in someone's house. What's my routine? Do I do auditions from 9 to 12 every day? And then I did a second time job and things like that. And once I got my routine, my living needs together, I was able to hyper-focus a little bit more on, okay, where do people audition, or what are people saying I need to try out for, or what type of circles I need to kind of insert myself into. And once I started doing that, that made all the difference. And I mean, in these 5 years, I've had a lot of learning lessons. I've been in relationships. I moved around Southern California a little bit. And it was really COVID era that really said to myself, okay, Jen, it was like year three, stop playing around. It's time for you to really choose this career because you're getting older and you're getting broker. So you need to do something to really move yourself in that direction, or you need to start thinking about something else. So I finally released my first song during 2020. I published it. It was called Time Heals Everything, and it had over 500,000 views on Spotify. And from there, I said, okay, I can be an influencer. I can be a singer. I can be an actor. And I just allowed myself and my good energy to walk into those rooms.
Nice. Nice. So up until 2020, you hadn't really published any music?
No, I was too afraid to. I was too afraid that people would judge me, or that I didn't feel good enough.
So isn't it strange how we let fear, which is something we manifest ourselves, we let fear stand in our way. And I always try to tell people, if you would just get out of your own way, you'd probably be so impressed with what you're able to accomplish. But instead of having faith in yourself, you had fear. You manifested the fear, which held you back. And I'm sure now you wish you would have, you know, you're like, oh God, if I could get like some of those years back that I was not moving forward like I should have, because I just had manifested this own fear. And you know, we talk about this all the time, how fear is something that we are not born with. As children, we don't know what fear is. I mean, as a child, you go and try everything, you do anything, you're not afraid to get hurt. Like, you know, the first time you rode a bicycle, were you scared you were going to fall down and scrape your knees or do it? No, you know, you just got on it because you thought it was fun, you know. But it's funny, as an adult, we learn to get this emotion going called fear, and it can stand in our way so much. So okay, enough on that. You know, it's 2020 when everybody else was hunkered down and hiding because they were scared of the evil COVID, you said perfect year. I'm just going to go for it.
What else? I think I reorganized my house like a million times. So I said, okay, I'm done with that. So I actually took a garage and made a studio space. So not many people know, but I went to Berklee College of Music for electronic production design. So I have a background in audio engineering. So I already had condenser mics and everything. So I made the space and then I just started singing. I started creating YouTube video contents of me singing. I started really working on my Instagram. I made it into a photo studio. I put makeup on and dresses and everything. And I would just make my garage and like the grass and all the stuff. Like that was my studio and that was my content. I had nothing else to do. I had no jobs to work. I was sick of all my friends. I'd watched every single episode of every single show. So it was time to work on me. Nothing better to do.
Right, right. So you found a perfect opportunity to really dive in and figure out who you were and what you wanted and went for it. And so, okay, so we recorded our first music in 2020. How are we doing on all of that now?
We're doing great. I have about, I think, 6 or 7 songs released now. I've done a couple collaborations. Most of my songs are streaming in the high 100Ks. So, and I just recently filmed a music video for my newest single, Fall to My Knees, which will be released in mid-June. So I'm really excited. We're already starting to plan the release party. It's going to be in San Antonio, Texas, with all the dancers and producers that were part of the journey. I don't know if you know, but we filmed it in San Antonio. And I have a funny story about how that came about, too.
Oh, wow. I might have to come.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you an invite.
So I get invited. I can run over there for that one. So do you write your own music?
Yes. But Fall to My Knees, my cousin actually wrote it and I wrote the lyrics on top of it. So like I said, I like to do a lot of collaborations because the more people you have on your team, and that's anything in life, a team will make a vision happen. And for me, my team's vision is the product of myself. What is Jennifer Messina and the Messina Mafia?
Oh, I like it. Messina Mafia. Like it.
Of course.
Yes, I like that.
I'm Sicilian. What do you expect?
Wow. Okay, so, but the whole time that you're becoming this recording artist and this actress, you're also still in the reserves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I was recently promoted to captain. My unit's in San Antonio. So we actually did the ceremony in front of the Alamo, which is so historic for the U.S. Army. So being a reservist, I'd been in for almost 11 years. And we worked the one weekend a month and the few weeks in the summer, and occasionally we go and deploy, like I've deployed, or we do longer missions and things like that. But it's something I've always kept in my circle because being an Army reservist made me into the person I am today. It made me a strong, confident woman who knows that I can be a leader, that I can help other people's careers thrive, that sometimes I have to be the voice of wisdom, and sometimes I have to be the voice of, you know, telling people this isn't right and we have to do something about it. So I like how it keeps me disciplined mentally and physically. It teaches me organization skills and lots of corporate skills, actually, all of the time. And I think at this point in my career, at the 11-year mark, one of the reasons why I still stay is because I still feel like I can give back to the organization and soldiers that are just coming in like I was and help them grow and see their path.
So do you feel like you were as organized before you ever joined the reserves, or you truly feel like they are the ones that taught you the organization and everything that has come out of it?
When I was joining at 17, I was a very shy, very sad, unconfident human being. And, you know, I've I talk a lot about it in my music. I have a lot of mental health issues that I've gone through over the years. And that was like a peak time of, am I even worth being on this earth for? And
let's stop right there. So, and you know, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but you know, all of us have a past. And so you're kind of saying growing up, things weren't as good as they could have been.
I had a great family, so it was more of like I couldn't find myself, I couldn't love myself, I couldn't believe in myself. I mean, I also, you know, came out as LGBT in high school in small town, and that was really hard for me too. And you know, at that time LGBT wasn't, it was in politics, but it wasn't like we didn't have gay marriage yet, or we didn't, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still deeply instilled in the Army. It actually was released like a couple months before I joined the Army, which was not intentional, but just coincidence. The things like that, I didn't feel like I could accomplish anything I wanted to live up to be. And joining the Army and putting myself through the rigorous basic training process reminded me that, wait a minute. Yes, I can do 100 push-ups. Yes, I can ruck with my big old rucksack with 60 pounds for 10 miles. I mean, I've done like a marathon equivalent in that rucksack. And like, these are things that little 90-pound, 5'2 me at the time never believed I could do. But I did it.
Yes.
And if I could do that, what can't I do?
Exactly. 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 So, like I said, we all have a past, and it's interesting to listen to people's stories, even, you know, such as your own, of, like you said, you were struggling with being able to, you know, I don't know at what age you came out to your parents and your family and whether they supported or didn't support you, you know. So, like I said, I mean, like, all of that took a lot of courage, but it also, you know, kept you in a spot where you didn't feel good about yourself, you know?
And, right.
And thank God you had the courage and the willpower to join the reserves, because a lot of people wouldn't have gone down that path. They would have stayed into this path of not feeling good about themselves. And, you know, some of that leads to some of what we see today with suicide rates and all kinds of stuff, and the bullying and everything that goes on. And so, you know, kudos to you. I don't know if someone mentored you or pointed you in that direction, or if it was just you had this feeling of there's got to be something better out there for me, like that's going to help me.
I think at that time in my life, I was like, I want to go to Berklee College of Music. And part of that was I felt like everyone in my high school choir was, they were really talented. Oh my gosh, they knew music theory. They could sing like they were Broadway stars. And I was always in the choir. I was always the, you know, section leader that taught people. So people always thought that the only thing I could amount to was a music teacher. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I want to clarify, being a teacher is an absolutely incredible path, and very courageous, and a lot of patience that I do not have. But the point of this is that no one could see me to be as big of the dreams that I wanted to be on the world stage. And they put me down about it, and they make me feel bad and small. So when I got that college acceptance, I was like, nah, I'm real. I could do this. Someone saw me. Right. You guys didn't, but someone saw me. Right. So I had to do everything I could to go to that school. So that's what I joined the Army. But it wasn't until after I finished training, I realized, oh my God, this is a path that really developed me to be a person I am. And that's why I've stayed like way past my first contract.
I mean, it's an unbelievable story. I mean, it's awesome. Like, and I hope whoever's listening to this, you know, I hope somewhere there's someone else that's in that spot and they're listening to you and they're like, wow. Wow, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, like, you know, we never know who we are inspiring out there, you know, with
right.
our, you know, and that's why I love doing this podcast. And that's why I love having people such as yourself to get to interview, because everyone's got a story. And if you can get your story out there, you don't know, you have no idea who you're going to touch and who you're going to inspire to be just as beautiful as you are. You know, it's amazing. I'm so honored to get to to get to have you on the show. Wow. So okay, now and now you're a social media influencer too. You know, where did that come from?
Again, the the boredom of COVID. I really don't do well when I'm told I have to say it. I don't do well at all. So it was like the posting every day and the like, oh, this is my new outfit. I remember I took a pillow and I took like one of those big belts, like from the 70s or 80s. And I put my sunglasses on and I was making like the weirdest stuff. I was doing like how to wash your hair videos and a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But people, I think, really liked that I was honest and I was real and that I was relatable. And like I said, as much as I wear one red glove or live in LA, I'm still that small town girl from Derry, New Hampshire, that's just going to be honest, real, and blunt with you. And the other thing that I did during COVID was I wrote my book, Aggressive Honey, It's Assertive, and it's a self-help forward approach book. And people got to know a little bit more about how I think and who I am through that.
Say the title of the book again.
Aggressive Honey, It's Assertive.
Nice. And where can people find it?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
There you go. Get out there and get that book. I, you know, if you're anything like me, I think I have a whole entire library on self-help books. I love just bettering myself, you know, and right. If I can read a book that just helps me with one sliver of my life, I think it's worth it. I think knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
I think the more knowledgeable you are, the more you can help yourself with your dreams and your goals and where you're headed and where you want to be and everything else. And I just, you know, I feel like, and maybe they're listening to the books. I don't know, you know, maybe it's audio instead of reading. I don't know, but I'm still old school. I love having a book in my hand and I love being able to turn the page and read and bookmark it when I want to take a break and go back. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe I just grew up in that era. I don't know, but I just love books. I can't get enough. I love knowledge. I've got to get your book too.
Absolutely. I got to get your books.
So where are we headed? What's on the horizon for Jennifer Messina? Like where are we going from here?
Well, like I said, my release is going to be June 10th in San Antonio. We're going to release the Fall to My Knees music video. I'm also going to be releasing more music this summer, to be determined. And just staying involved and constantly going out in LA and meeting new people. Everything else I can't really discuss about too much right now. But I just released my new lip gloss brand, Messina Glam. So we just added the second selections of lip glosses called the Betch Collection. We got Queen Betch, Next Door Betch, Spicy Betch. So it's just a bunch of that, like, I'm powerful, I'm good. And it's makeup for everybody. I want an all-inclusive brand that anyone could put on my lip gloss and say, I feel beautiful or handsome or amazing today.
So what made you get started in lip gloss?
I needed something to do that wasn't army while I was on deployment. I can tell you this whole inspiring story about how I want everyone to feel beautiful and all that. No, that is exactly why I started it. Is I feel like everything that I do that's like pretty amazing is started because I'm in a situation where I can't get out.
But isn't it amazing like you're a go-getter and you just keep coming up with ideas and things, and I'm so relatable to you because I'm the same way. But isn't it amazing the people out there in life that aren't like us? You know, they're not meant to be entrepreneurs. I call them workers, you know, because they just want to go to work somewhere and work 9 to 5 and get their paycheck every 2 weeks. And I love those people too. I mean, like, the world has to have a bunch of those people, you know. But I always find it interesting that just not everybody's got a brain that ticks like ours, you know, that has the guts and the courage to go out there and keep finding things that we want to do. You know, people are just like, well, you're just never satisfied, Teresa. And I'm like, you're right. You're right. I mean, like, why should you ever be satisfied?
Right. And like, why should you be?
Right. Like, I mean, like, I know I'm satisfied in my marriage, you know, there's certain things I'm satisfied with, but when it comes to Teresa, I'm never satisfied because I always feel like there's another level yet that I have not uncovered. And just when I think I've uncovered every possible thing I know about myself and think there is there, boom, I uncover something else. And I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Sometimes I feel like satisfied is like a wall you hit, a ceiling you hit. When you can always evolve. Like, I always think relationships can evolve. I mean, a successful marriage is two evolving people that continue to connect as they evolve, right? Like, I just don't feel like there's no reason to have a ceiling. But I do understand that there's a lot of people in this world who they need that routine. They need that, I need to wake up at 9 and get out of work at 5. And then every Friday, Saturday night, I can go out and do things. And honestly, I treat every day like a party. Maybe not drinking, but every day is a event. you want to go out and enjoy yourself? Go out and enjoy yourself. Go right. Find a new store, a new park, or a new Google search.
Well, because we always say, you know, tomorrow's never promised. And so right. I wake up every day and go, hallelujah, I'm still here. Woohoo! And I celebrate. Right. And I want to get as much done in that day as I can possibly get done. And sometimes I have so much on my list, I don't get it all done and I roll it into the next day. That's okay. You know, but you know, I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going right. to get in a car. I don't know, you know? And so, like you said, I treat every day as if it's a party, you know, I'm like, who says I can't do that? I'm going to try, you know, cause I don't know if I'm going to be here next week or next year or whatever. I don't know. So why not? Why not try today? You know? So, you know, if you were to look back at yourself, at your young self, is there any advice that you would give your younger self?
The only person who's going to be in your way, little Jennifer, is yourself. At the end of the day, like, everyone could say, this is the standard and you must match this standard, but you're allowed to be this standard. I think I wore the right gloves today. You can be the total opposite, literally. And that's totally okay. And just because someone doesn't like it doesn't mean it's not right or good for you. And I think if I learned that at like 18 years old, I'd be the richest person in the world, but that's okay. Yeah. I'm here, I'm on my journey, and I'm on my timeline, and I'm thankful for it.
That's why they always say hindsight is a wonderful thing. You know, I'm like, you know, so like you said, if you could talk to that 17-year-old now, you'd be like, girl, you got this. Like, don't be scared. You're awesome. You're going to kick ass in life. Just don't think you have to fit into any kind of a mold. Create your own mold.
Right.
Call it the Messina mold, you know, whatever, the Messina mafia, whatever, you know, but yeah, I'm like, and I just wish there was a way that we could reach more young people with this message, because you see so many, and I think social media has a lot to do with that, because I think a lot of young people watch this social media and think they've got to fit into these certain molds or they're just not going to be successful or whatever. And they're so hard on themselves. And I'm always like, you know, as much as we love Instagram, you know, I also want to call it fake-a-gram, because most people only put on there what they want you to believe. You know, it's like, you know, somebody putting this massive, gorgeous mansion on their Instagram, making people think that that's really their house and it's not. And you know, and then you get this 17-year-old going, oh my God, I'm never going to be as good as her because I'll never be able to get a house like that. And I'm like, that's not even her house. She's making you think that's her house. It's not, you know? So I'm like, it's just really sad. But I'm like, I just wish, because there are so many, and I see it even in some of my grandkids, you know, that are in their teens, that they aspire to be this. And then they're like, oh, I'm never going to be able to be that. And I'm like, why not? Why can't you?
Yeah, why not?
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, like, I just wish we could reach more younger people with that message that you just mentioned about telling your 17-year-old self, you know, there is no mold. Create your own mold, you know,
I also think we're in a time on social media where there's a lot of people recognizing that self-love is a need in this world. So they're posting a lot of like good content that's like believe in yourself or manifest the greatness, or they have different challenges that are like look back at a time where you were feeling this way and look at where you are now. So I think there's a lot of that psychological building that's happening too. But is it always reaching the right customers? And is it always reaching the people who need it most? Maybe not. But I think we're on a good path. And things like this podcast definitely do help. We're doing the good work.
Yes, yes, yes. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I want my Messina S Corp to be a much bigger conglomerate. I want it to be transportation and hospitality to record label to film and production. And like, I'm doing a lot of these things already, but on a small scale. I just want to see them bigger. So I want to see everything that I'm doing currently just evolve and bigger and reach more people.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to be on the lookout for that. So why don't you tell our listeners where we can find you? What social media platforms are you on, and where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, @ Jennifer C. Messina.
And we will make sure we leave that information listed somewhere for you to find if you can't seem to find it. You know, you're closing in on 1 million real fast on Instagram. I don't know what, I haven't even looked at your other platforms, so I don't even know your numbers on other platforms, but I just know on Instagram, you're closing in on 1 million. And did you ever think that would be possible? Like literally, if you think of the town that you grew up in, what was the population?
Not even close to 1 million, probably like 30K.
Wow. I've got like 3 or 4 towns the size of my town following me. You know, I mean, like you look at stadiums and you're like, wow, like, whatever, what's the biggest stadium in New York? I don't even know, you know, but I'm just like, when you break it down to how many followers you have, you know, on all of your platforms, you're like, wow, I've got like a city following me, you know, a big city.
Wow. I never really thought, sometimes I question like, why are y'all still listening? But hey, I mean, I try to show people that you can be all the way down here and you can get all the way up there and still keep going. And it doesn't matter who you are. Anyone today can make it. Anyone.
It just takes hard work. It doesn't happen at the snap of a finger. And you, like you said, I mean, like even being a social media influencer, it is work every day, posting, working. I'm like, you know, you're everything from your own content creator to your own film person, to your own editor person, to your own marketing person. I mean, it's constant work. It's constant. And you can't just put up one post and expect miracles to happen. It's
right. A lot.
You wear many, many hats, Jennifer Messina. Like I said, get out there and find Jennifer Messina. She is an amazing, amazing influencer. She's an amazing role model. I just can't say enough about you. I'm so honored and blessed to have had you on this podcast. Hopefully we'll have you again. And I can't wait to get out to LA and do some work with you in person.
Yes. Yes, we have to.
that we have just finished an amazing podcast with Jennifer Messina. And I just want to say thank you once again for tuning in and listening to us. And until next time, bye-bye.